Hello, 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 hello. You are welcome to NPC Online Church, and I'm glad that you've made it today. My name is Pitua Emmanuel, and I'm glad to have you together with us this evening. Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church, and thank you for listening to the Expert Show. We are here to have an edutainment. We are going to have an educative session this evening where we are going to learn amazing things that happen in our community. And together with me, I would like to request you kindly to invite your friend to come and listen to this. Come on, just make that phone call and tell somebody that the expert is in their house. And today we are going to have a wonderful discussion. The last time we were here, we spoke about very interesting topics for the past period that we have been here. The first time, the first episode, we looked at what was called the Ebola, the Ebola virus. And we saw a lot of things about it. Then the next time we came, we spoke about the mpox, the monkeypox. And very many people asked very many questions that were answered there. If you missed the show, you can DM us, and we shall be in position to get you the recap of what happened on that day. And remember to always tune into NPC Online Church and be part of it. Follow us on YouTube, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, currently called X. Follow us on various platforms, and you'll be in position to find us. And you can also find us on the website, and you just type in the NPC Online Church, and there immediately you will be linked onto us, and you'll be in position to listen to us intently and learn something one or two. Every day we have various programs that are good for you to learn and be in position to be educated in different areas. Be it spiritual, be it sports, be it news, be it what. Everything is packaged for you at NPC Online Church, and you do not have to miss anything. You can put on a notification bell on the YouTube and subscribe. Remember to always do that, because that's one of the ways we can reach out to very many people outside there. So like and subscribe, and also recommend the NPC Online Church to your friends and family, and then your life will not be remain the same. Greetings to everyone who has always been listening to us out there. We are grateful to you that you are tuned in to NPC Online Church. Uganda loves you. We love you so much. And always remember, at NPC, we always say we are one. We are diligent. We love each other, and we serve the Lord. It is the biggest thing that we want, to serve the Lord. But above it all, in the Expert Show, we say your health is our number one concern. Your mental health, your emotional health, your well-being, in everything that you are doing. The Expert Show is here for you, and it is here to make sure that you have a wonderful life. Send us a WhatsApp on what you want us to talk about, and then we shall bring an expert in that area for you. In the area of farming, we shall bring for you an expert to teach you about farming. What is farming? What is good about farming and etc.? What do you want to learn about? Do you want to study about engineering? Free consultation. We shall bring for you here somebody. Just DM us on 070-1459-836, and we shall be in position to handle you efficiently. In case you are listening to us and like us to shout out your name loudly, you can also send us a "Hi, I'm on right now," and then we shall be in position to shout out your name loudly as the program is ongoing. But for now, we have an expert in the house who's going to take us through another wonderful session together with me. I'm going to request my expert to introduce himself.
Thank you for having me once more. My name is John Elongat, and I'm more privileged again to be in the house this evening. To our dear listeners, thank you for supporting us. I bring you greetings from my family. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Our doctor is Dr. John, and Dr. John is located at Janda Medical Center. If you'd like to come and receive his services, is located there. Janda Medical Center is located just 3 kilometers off the Namgongo Protestant Shrine. And then when you are there, everyone knows Janda Medical Center. Just ask for Janda Medical Center and then you will be there immediately. We have various services there, including antenatal, how do they call that? Postnatal services. We have maternity services. We have sonography. We have scan. Other people know it as scan. We have laboratory. We have dental services. Do we have a
We have a pediatrician.
A pediatrician is also, I think, available. Just any service you want. It is a health center 3, right? Yeah. Health center 3. That means we have everything that you can, that you need to find in any medical facility. So you are talking to the right person this evening, and today we are here to give you free consultation. And doctor, what are we talking about today?
Thank you. So today we are privileged to discuss one of the most common endemic diseases in Uganda, that is malaria.
Yes, malaria. So our dear listeners, today we want to bring to us malaria. Not transmitting it, but we want to discuss it together with you so that you can be aware. You know, most of these diseases, we suffer from them because we are not aware of them. We are not aware. Maybe some of us, you know, I grew up in a very African traditional society where malaria was considered to be a witchcraft. You find somebody and it's like, you know, this is witchcrafty. So they could get you and cut you and put in some herbs into your body. And then our parents would be like, now we have controlled the witchcraft. But you're there and you do not know something about malaria. Maybe you've heard about malaria and you want to get an insight, in-depth understanding of what malaria could be, how it is, what it is, how it is prevented, how it is spread, etc., etc. This is your program. Invite your friend to come and listen to us, and we are here for your service. Yes, doctor. Before we talk about what malaria is and the other things concerning malaria, how does the community perceive malaria?
Thank you, our moderator. When it comes to malaria, actually, the reason why we need to discuss malaria, by the way, is also the government is on the plan. We shall be launching probably next month, as this month ends, there will be a nationwide vaccination of all children against malaria.
What?
So, the research is a little bit doing wonders, you know, whether there is a malaria vaccine on the ground, which will be launched in April.
Wow.
So I think it was supposed to be effective in the beginning of this year, but there has been challenges. So we are probably expecting to be launched next month. So we shall be having the vaccine.
Vaccine for malaria.
I think it is the right time we shall chase malaria out of Uganda.
So we want to kick malaria out of our homes first of all. Exactly. After kicking it out of our home, we kick it out of Uganda. After kicking it out of Uganda, we go to Africa, we kick it out.
Yes.
And growing up, we learned that there are 6 killer diseases in our years. I don't know, maybe these days the killer diseases have increased. They are reducing or increasing, I don't know. But if there is a vaccination for malaria now, then we are very, 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 very privileged. Actually, our kids are privileged. Are privileged that they are going to have a malaria-free environment in the years to come. But what is malaria? People out there might be wondering, like, okay, malaria, I've heard that very many times, and somebody might be wondering, okay, you every day I hear malaria, just shed a little light concerning malaria. What it is, what does the community need to know about this a disease called malaria.
All right. Malaria, if I may use the simple English, is one of the protozoan diseases. You know, these are parasites that live in humans and other animals.
Mm.
It's a protozoan disease that we can get, or we get infected if you are bitten by a female Anopheles mosquito.
Mm.
So we shall not get malaria if it is not the female Anopheles mosquito which bites you. So there are other types of mosquitoes, but mostly it is the female Anopheles mosquito that spreads malaria.
Okay.
So in case you get the infected mosquito which is carrying these parasites and it bites you, then you get infected by the malaria. And to make the story very interesting, you find that this female Anopheles mosquito, somewhere you find that it likes biting human beings. And one is it bites you, and it is able to inoculate these parasites, and that is how the infection is.
Okay, just a little, maybe going into a little biology. Going into a little biology, you know, when we were studying biology in high school, we saw that an infected mosquito, Anopheles mosquito, is the one that will spread the malaria
parasite.
Yes. Now I'm just wondering, thinking out wide, how does this mosquito get affected? Like, does it transmit the virus after it had? Okay, is it the virus or the disease?
The parasite. Today we are discussing the parasite.
Yes. Okay, does it transmit the parasite after it has bitten somebody who has already been bitten by a mosquito?
Exactly. It must first get the parasite by biting another human being.
Mm.
Who is already infected?
By the parasite.
Yes.
Wow, interesting. Interesting. That means if I'm staying alone in the house and a mosquito bites me, then I'm safe. I can't.
Not as such. You may find the mosquito may have moved the distance, maybe from one house to another, from one environment to another.
Mm.
So you are still at the risk of getting malaria.
Okay.
That's why they say whether you are alone or you stay with another person, you need to use a mosquito net.
A mosquito net.
Or repellents, whichever method you can, as a preventive measure.
Mm. Okay. A brief background. In Uganda, we have had very many people suffering from malaria from the time I was young, actually. For us, malaria has become the household name. In every family, at least, you hear so-and-so is suffering from malaria. If it is not malaria, it is the typhoid. Those two things. Maybe next time we shall talk about typhoid and we shall look at what it is. But you find that in Uganda, very many households have suffered from malaria. So, what is the prevalence rate of malaria in Uganda?
The prevalence rate of malaria in Uganda, ideally, is distributed. If you are looking at the dominance is more in the east, the north, that belt. And in the central, it's a little bit low. So the prevalence varies from region to region. That is a little bit about it. The statistics will show figures keep changing. You will find that in 2021 and 2022, it keeps increasing. And you will find another factor behind the prevalence is our economic status. Then the climate, it changes. You will find at that belt that it is a little bit hot, and that temperature is a bit favorable for these parasites. And for a malaria parasite to transmit malaria, it must first survive for more than 7 days. So if a malaria dies before 7 days, it cannot transmit
okay
the parasite. So it has to live at a given range, then it must have a normal temperature.
Mm.
Our temperatures here are a bit high.
Mm.
So you would find the prevalence is a bit varies from region to region.
From region to region.
Yes.
So we don't have a specific number in Uganda where we say in such and such a year, in maybe a particular region in Uganda, there was a high rate of malaria. And I think it is very difficult to detect because we are over 40 million Ugandans.
They are over that. And however, what we need to know is we are still having a high death rate despite the prevalence surging up and down. You would find that every day at least we lose around 13 to 14 people.
Due to malaria.
Due to malaria. Actually, due to severe malaria.
Wow. That is a big number.
Yes,
it is a big number. If every day we are losing like that number. It is a big number. It is a big number. The government still has a lot to do, and we still have a lot of work to do in order to eradicate the community on how we can prevent malaria. Okay, we will come to the causes. Okay, you've spoken about the death rate in Uganda currently. How does the community come to be educated? Okay, before even we look at the causes, how has the government put the platforms to educate the people in our community on how to prevent the disease?
Yeah, the government has been having very many projects and programs when it comes to malaria prevention. And there has been a recent one was just malaria. There has been campaigns under the net. I think the under the net is still there.
Yeah.
Under the net campaign is there, where the government comes in, distribute nets to the communities.
Yes.
We also look at certain categories they mostly target. Those are the vulnerable. We are looking at the children below 5 years and the pregnant mothers. Being the major common culprits who died due to severe malaria. One, because of their weak immunity and their vulnerable state. There is also other projects the government is trying to do, the spraying, they call it residual indoor sprays, where the government uses the local leaders. They go and spray homesteads from house to house. Then also, there are very many things the government has been trying to do. And you would find that even in last year, by December, there was indoor residual spraying in the east. Then in December, they shifted it to the north and west Nile. But they keep moving, and we find that, of course, this residual indoor spray it doesn't last for long. After some time, we have also noted that the parasites have become resistant to some of this medicine.
So that means there is need to change.
Not only
to integrate.
Change, to integrate the preventive measure.
Yes.
That means after spraying your house, you ensure that you sleep under the mosquito net.
Yes.
The felons. I think those are all preventive strategies. But that is what the government has been doing. And that is the same song we keep singing again and again. But also, you find due to maybe our low income status, people still not have the capacity to use a little bit mosquito nets. You find you give them a net, there are many people, there are some households, there are over 10 or even more than that. And
true.
One net is not enough.
True, very true. And also, there are some people in the community who take advantage of that and take up the nets. I've seen in communities where one household takes very many nets and they end up leaving the other households with nothing.
That is corruption. The corruption has killed more people than malaria.
So, just like we had the Tweddeko campaign with the driving to reduce the accidents, with also malaria nets, we need to... We need to be in class, actually, because if we do not do that, then at the end of the day, we are going to have it rough. Well, Doctor, Our time is running very fast. May we look at some of the causes? Why, despite of the fact that we have the mosquito nets and all those measures that have been put by the government to combat malaria in our communities, why, how is this malaria still a big problem in our communities? What causes the malaria?
I think those are two questions. Mm. One is the cause.
Mm.
The cause of malaria is just the parasites.
Yes, the Plasmodium. Yes.
And there are many species that may not be beneficial to the community, but they just need to know it is the Plasmodium, and it is transmitted. When you sleep outside or delay to go and sleep, the Anopheles mosquito is able to bite you and transmit malaria.
Mm.
And the transmission rate is still very high at night hours. Maybe the nocturnal nature and the parasite likes feeding at those hours. During that time, you may find the humans are mobile, so the rate at which the mosquitoes may access you, bite you, and people are not in the dark places at the daytime. So you would find most cases the transmission is mostly at night. And the other thing is looking at being the cause, being the transmission common with the Plasmodium, you would find that, of course, there are different types of mosquitoes, and we know the weather being a mother factor, that if you find during dry season, there are many malaria cases than during rainy season. And you note that during dry season, the waters are stagnant. These mosquitoes breed in water areas or waterlogged areas. So at night they try to look for what to eat.
Yeah.
And they can look for, and I mean they can come and bite and transmit the Plasmodium parasites. The predominant one is the Plasmodium falciparum. That is the major common one in Uganda. And it is the major cause of severe malaria.
Okay. Then as the people who have our recklessness also leads us to being affected more. I think without clearing the bushes around us, we end up breeding the mosquitoes, the waters.
Waterlogged areas.
The waterlogged areas.
But I have noted something that if we say clearing bushes and avoiding waterlogged areas would be a bit preventive. However, clearing bushes, you may find when we go to the east, these days people have cut trees, the place is open, but people are still dying. So how are we going to
handle that?
To handle that, because already there is desertification, the place is too open, but still the malaria cases are very many.
Wow. So the doctor has spoken about the cause. The cause is very simple. That is just the malaria. The malaria being transmitted by the Anopheles mosquito, which transmits the parasite to the person, and then the Plasmodium causing the parasite itself. So let's make sure that we put some of those practices that he has spoken about in practice. And then the malaria itself, as somebody, these days malaria comes in different forms, just like other diseases, bringing temperature, bringing a lot of signs and symptoms, maybe to the community. How do they distinguish that this is malaria and this is another disease that has affected them?
Yes, when we are looking at the way the disease presents. By the way, these days malaria comes with a variety of signs and symptoms that we do not need to cram them, because with the era of drug resistance, you would find also there is an aspect of immunity. Let me use an example of a person who lives in the area of malaria being predominant, like in the eastern Uganda, or as in the Teso sub-region. Somebody who has ever had repeated bites and infections with malaria will come with different signs and symptoms, unlike somebody who comes from Chigeze sub-region or Kapchora, where throughout his lifetime you may have had less repeated infections. You find that those who have had repeated infections have a bit of immunity to the malaria parasites. So you can come with one or even two signs. Somebody may come, and most of them present when they have severe malaria. Those who have not been exposed to the parasites may come with the commonly noted signs and symptoms. A fever is commonly. Joint pain is one of them. You also have muscle pain, headache, a stomach pain, loss of appetite. In a severe form, that's when you may have diarrhea and vomiting. Some people come when the severe malaria is there, the eyes turn yellow. That is due to jaundice. That means the liver is having a problem. Then some people may also come when they are having chills and rigors. You start shivering and the body is shaking, and that is the common
symptom.
People know when the body is shaking. However, even other febrile infections can cause the shaking. But because we are having malaria as a dangerous and a commonly cause of that, people know that every fever is malaria. And in the community, they know a fever is
malaria.
That is for somebody who may have not had any repeated infection. But there are people who have had repeated infections and have the immunity. May come to the hospital or even a clinic, and they tell you, "Me, I just feel no appetite." And the running test, they have
malaria.
A lot of parasites in the blood.
Mm.
So those who may have had repeated infections may not necessarily come with chills and rigors or fever. Because with the parasite, looking at how it comes, there is what's called the cold phase and the sweating phase.
Somebody sweating
first phase. Starts feeling cold. You really feel cold. Then a next cycle will come with sweating. That may not be clearly seen with those who have had the repeated infection. You see that.
Okay.
However, the community must be informed and they must aware that malaria still exists.
Yeah.
Next month, we shall be privileged to may probably start using the malaria parasites. But I know the community will have many questions that are unanswered.
Yeah.
We are not yet certain whether the vaccine will completely
eradicate the malaria.
Not only that, we completely produce long-term immunity. What we are focusing on with the vaccine is ability to produce long-term immunity. Because we noted that during COVID, that rather you are either vaccinated or not, you are still at the risk of of being infected by COVID or suffering due to COVID. That one, those are unanswered questions when it comes to the malaria vaccine. But hopefully, we hope for the best. If the vaccine will work, that would be a good step. A very, very good step for the research. And also the benefit to the community. Because once we defeat malaria, the burden of wasting money treating it will stop. It
will go down. True. Yes. Very true.
And we spend more money treating malaria, I think, than any other disease in Uganda. Trillions of money go to what? To malaria treatment. That runs from testing, consultations, and it's buying drugs.
Yeah.
You see people buy coartem among other medicines. And if we can do away without malaria, that money can be converted to food and security
and other things.
And studies. People are still struggling to pay school fees. But if there's no malaria, that cost of treating malaria, and it is worse with severe malaria, some people die all get what we call renal failure. The kidney is failed due to the severity of malaria. And you know what it means, managing a severe case of renal failure. You go for dialysis, you see experts, and that is over 2 million.
Yeah.
And that is very expensive.
True.
And it can be 100% prevented.
Prevented. Wow, wow. I have a friend, he's a white, he visited Uganda and he got a bite. He got a bite when he went back. It was very, very, very intense. He was coming from America. And actually, in America, they do not know malaria. They don't know malaria, like they don't have the treatment for malaria. So we had to send the medicine to them in America. That's how the guy managed to do what? To treat himself from malaria when he was there. But that is also very possible in Uganda in the years to come. In the years to come, when we look at that, because the outside community out of Uganda, they have experienced a very long period without experiencing malaria for a long time. And I think if they can do it, we can also do it here in Africa. We can also do it here in Uganda and in our homes, hopefully.
It's very possible.
Yeah, very possible. So those signs and symptoms will take us into a very short break, musical break. And then after that, we shall be back and be in position to talk about more about malaria. But for now, just get to know that we at Namgongo Pentecostal Church, we have our programs running day in, day out from Monday to Monday, and on Monday, you are there, you want to be part of Namgongo Pentecostal Church. We have the cells running on Mondays. We have the fellowships running on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You can come, be part of them with the kids together, and you'll be in position to be transformed spiritually as well. And at Namgongo Pentecostal Church on Sunday, we have a fellowship. You are there and you're staying around Namgongo Pentecostal Church. You can come and be part of our life transforming ministries. Well, in a very few moments, we shall come back and we shall go back into discussing about malaria. For now, enjoy, love your body, treat your body right.
Vegetables, make sure you eat plenty.
Children, do 60 minutes activity daily.
Drink some water when you feel thirsty.
Cut down dessert and have a smoothie.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Listen up. Make sure you know your health status.
Go a doctor and get a regular checkup.
Chronic disease can slowly creep up.
We can lower the risk and live up.
If we just eat right and get moving.
Jumping, running, dancing, or skipping.
Change the children, them lazy habit.
Make them play out the door and put down the tablet.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Jamaica, get moving.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
After two, make me hear you say I love me.
One, two.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
After two, make me hear you say I love me.
One, two. I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
Jamaica.
you can't. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
Jamaica get moving.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
Listen up.
Vegetables, make sure you eat plenty.
Children do 60 minutes activity daily.
Drink some water when you feel thirsty.
Cut down dessert and have a smoothie.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Listen up. Make sure you know your health status.
Go a doctor and get a regular checkup.
Chronic disease can slowly creep up.
We can lower the risk and live up.
If we just eat right and get moving.
Jumping, running, dancing, or skipping.
Change the children, them lazy habit.
Make them play out the door and put down the tablet.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Jamaica get moving.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
After two, make me hear you say I love me.
One, two.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I love me, I love me, I love me, I love me, I love me. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right is a show. And here we are talking about the expert, and the expert is here in the house discussing to us the malaria parasite. And it is an interesting topic because this issues affect us directly in our communities. It is not like us coming here and talking about maybe a disease that is not affecting us in the community. This is affecting us directly. And right now, I know somebody out there might be having malaria and they're asking themselves, you know, how can I go about it? But Doctor, just taking you back a little up in where we have been, you discussed about the signs and the symptoms of malaria. With the signs and the symptoms of malaria, how long does it take for somebody to realize that, you know, this might be something that requires me to go to the hospital?
Well, after the incubation period, we call it the incubation, if I may say.
Mm.
From the period of exposure to a malaria parasite bite, it averagely takes you 14 days.
14 days, that is approximately 2 weeks.
Those are 2 weeks.
Mm.
That's why if you are bitten by mosquitoes, most of them, the signs and symptoms basically start manifesting between 10 to 14 days.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, 10 to 14 days, yes. To 15 days. So after you realizing, our dear listeners, please go very fast to the nearest health center and get tested And if you are confirmed positive of malaria, then you do the required things that are communicated to you by the doctors there. And then, doctor, can we run a little into how this disease or this parasite, actually, I don't want to call it a disease, I want to call it a parasite. How is this parasite prevented?
The prevention of malaria is a bit wide, broad, and it involves the community involvement.
Mm.
That is the first thing we are always singing about.
Mm.
The government cannot do alone.
Mm.
The health workers, the medical practitioners,
mm.
the nurses, the doctors, clinicians,
mm.
midwives,
mm.
cannot work alone. Even the community team, the community health workers,
mm.
it is just a team work must be involved. All of us must come together.
Yeah.
If we have to do away with malaria.
Mm.
What does the part of a community has to do? What does the health workers have to do? Because even the policymakers must come in play when it comes to malaria prevention.
Mm.
What does the government have to do? Government has to make policies, and the government has to implement policies.
Mm.
But the policies will be ineffective if the community is not part of the policies.
Mm.
You hear people say power belongs to the people.
People power, our power.
The power belongs to the people.
Democratic.
What does the community have to know? The community must be informed.
Mm.
They have a right to be informed.
Mm.
Once they're informed, they have to respond, and we encourage positive response
mm.
where necessary.
Mm.
They must respond how? If they tell them the government is coming to distribute nets and encourage people to sleep under mosquito nets regularly and
mm.
consistently.
Mm.
That means every day you must sleep under a mosquito net. And every night.
Mm.
You can sleep today and jump tomorrow. That does not mean you use your mosquito net.
Mm.
I have received people who say I use a mosquito net,
mm.
but if you go in deep details, you find that somebody has slept in the net once in a week.
Mm.
That is not regular, and you are still at a risk of acquiring malaria.
Yeah.
You must use the net regularly and
mm.
consistently,
mm.
and correctly it should be netted well.
Yeah, mm.
that the parasites will not be able to enter and
mm.
bite you.
Mm.
And also, we encourage people to avoid having water-lodged areas near home.
Mm.
Use indoors residual sprays,
mm.
which are very effective in clearing these parasites.
They are called what?
The indoor
mm.
residual sprays.
Indoor residual sprays.
Yes, they are drugs basically
yes.
used
mm.
in water. In the indoor, they spray the door.
Yeah.
Inside the house,
mm.
the corners, the windows, and others.
Mm.
Then also we use the mosquito repellents,
mm.
which include some lotions.
Yeah,
people apply on the skin,
on their skins.
And they repel the mosquitoes.
Mm.
Also put on long-sleeved clothes
mm.
when it comes to night hours.
Yeah,
trousers and stockings, because
mm.
if the thick stockings and long-sleeved clothes, the mosquito may not be able to bite you.
Yeah.
My people who are working at night duties, those are their security people,
mm.
their scurries, and they, because some people may say, I need a mosquito net, I have one, but how is the nature of your work?
Yeah.
So those ones may benefit with using thick stockings,
mm.
long-sleeved shirts and clothes, and
mm.
also add repellents in addition to that.
Mm.
Then the people who are coming into the country may be benefiting from prophylactic drugs. But for us who are staying in Uganda for life,
mm.
you or for longer time, if
mm.
I'm not going to continue saying for life,
yeah.
maybe for a longer time,
yeah.
you probably will not benefit from
prophylactic medicines.
Mm. You just need the other preventive measures.
Mm.
That is what the community needs to be involved.
Mm.
The government must sensitize the community.
Continuous sensitization.
Yes. Then those who are sick, the health workers must administer proper medication.
Yeah.
The wrong medication means you risk somebody dying of malaria.
True, true. And also the community should know that it's not good to do self-medication.
We discourage self-medication. Whenever people get headache, any high body temperature, they buy Coartem. You have not tested, you have not confirmed. Because not every fever, not every headache means you have malaria.
You have malaria. It might be an underlying condition.
Yes,
or something
else. It could be even flu, influenza, common cold, brings a fever. Any other febrile infection, we discussed Mabaga, we noted it also comes with the fever, joint pains, and arthrosis. We discussed Ebola. Fever was one of
fever.
The exactly.
Yes.
So you must go to the nearby health facility, be examined by a qualified health worker, and they give you appropriate treatment.
Appropriate. So our dear listeners, no self-treatment, no self-medication.
We discourage self-medication. It has killed more people than what we
Very true. Yes. Very true. Last time somebody was telling me, for me when I get sick, I only take Panadol. I take Panadol, and then you know Panadol is a pain reliever.
Yes.
You feel good for a moment, but with a period of time, it comes into something different.
It turns into severe malaria.
Yes. So do not give yourself medication. Go to the nearest health center, and then you are in position to be treated appropriately. Yes. Doctor, I have some questions from the community. Some people asking questions here and there. Somebody here has asked, okay, maybe you have answered this. How soon will I feel sick after being bitten by an infected mosquito? That one, we have just answered it, and you said at least around 14 days.
14 days in average.
Average of around 14 days. Yes. But in case you feel anything which is not right with your body, you know your body well. That's why we say love your body, treat your body right. In case you identify that, you know, something is not okay with my body, run very fast to the nearest health center. Somebody also asked here, this is interesting. Does this malaria affect the adults more than it affects the young ones?
Not as such. Malaria affects the vulnerable groups when it comes to malaria, as I said earlier on, are people with weaker immunity. Those are the children and the pregnant mothers. They are the ones who are at a risk of developing severe malaria, and they are at a risk of dying due to severe malaria. Others and children are equally affected by malaria. As long as you are exposed to it, you are probably going to have the malaria as an infection. Yes, we are all going to fight together. Young or old, please, let's do the preventive. And secondly, the children being completely and totally dependent on the adults.
Parents,
They don't make decisions when to sleep under the mosquito net.
You make for them the decisions.
Also when they are sleeping, they do not maybe cover themselves unless the parent covers them. So you will find if they are exposed, the mosquito can easily bite them. Unlike the adult who knows malaria is or mosquito bites exist, you may cover yourself.
And then you prevent, you can put on long sleeved clothes and thick clothes.
Yes.
You are safe, but these young ones totally depend on us.
They depend on us. Whatever you decide is what they may be able to depend on.
And also we need to train up our kids in a way that pleases, that brings honor to us. The Bible says about that, train up your kid in a godly way, such that when they grow up, they will bring honor to you.
Yes.
So when we train up our kids in a way that they are not aware of the malaria, the dangers of malaria, we need to tell them that, you know, malaria is this bad.
Malaria exists.
Yes, malaria exists, and you must sleep under mosquito net from the time they are young, such that when they grow up, they will bring honor to us. Yeah. Another question here. Somebody says, can you die from malaria?
Yes, malaria is a killer disease. Yeah, once not treated, malaria will malaria does kill. Yes.
It does kill.
Yes.
Then somebody is asking here, how can I recognize the Anopheles mosquito?
Now that is a more of a researchable question. That's if for you to identify an Anopheles mosquito or Anopheles mosquito, you must you know at night you will not be able to distribute which one is Anopheles and which one is not. That one I cannot want to give you something that you will have a misconception on. But for you to distribute between Anopheles and non-Anopheles, you must first go to research centers, if I may have to answer that question. But as a layman, you may not be able to distribute which one is Anopheles and which one is not Anopheles.
It's not.
You will get a misconception. When I was still young, they used to tell me the one which makes noise, twee, does not have malaria. Now the one which comes silent to bite has malaria. So you would not be, what if you miss the sound? So I don't want to lie to you, this. You cannot do that in the night or dark hours.
Yeah. Joy here is asking, is malaria contagious? Can it be, do we need to quarantine the people with the malaria? Just like the way we were talking about the monkeypox and others.
And Ebola. No, and Ebola. Malaria is not contagious.
Yeah, that is very important. Joy, do not quarantine your kids when they are
when they have malaria.
Is malaria curable?
Yes, once treated, it cures completely.
How can I protect myself and my family from malaria? We have been talking about that. Are there medicines to prevent malaria?
Yes, there are medicines, and we look at those who are at the risk of developing severe malaria. We basically look at the pregnant mothers. During antenatal, they give them Fansida. Those who are allergic or who have allergic to Fansida, we basically use chloroquine. And also like sickle cell patients, to a given extent, are at risk of developing severe malaria. Looking at the nature of their pre-existing genetic exposure to a sickler, I mean being sicklers. So a sickler may to a given extent have resistance to malaria, but once they get malaria, they are prone to develop severe malaria, unlike the person without sickle cell. So during the sickle cell clinics, we do give them Fansida and chloroquine, one of them. If you are allergic to Fansida, they give you chloroquine.
If you are allergic to chloroquine, they give you the other.
Yes.
Okay, so there is medicine. It is curable and there is medicine for it.
Prevention. But we don't encourage this. No, any other person, please don't go and buy Fansida and start swallowing.
And
start because taking. You are now at risk of developing severe malaria.
Yeah.
You say that.
So you need to get the prescription from the medical personnel.
Yes, for us who are in endemic area, we don't take prophylactic medication unless you are at a risk of developing severe malaria. Those categories I have listed. Maybe also the Europeans, people who come from non-endemic areas in Europe, when they are coming, they start prophylaxis before they come and they continue with it. Yes.
My wife is pregnant for 4 months now, and we are planning to visit one of the country in Africa. What is this? is it okay for me to go to that country because it is malaria, it is a malaria risk area for 2 weeks?
It is still okay for you to go to that country because it's not a mask that must that you get malaria. Just follow the preventive measures. One of them is you start prophylaxis before you come, continue preventive measures. You will come, visit and enjoy Africa and go back home.
Okay. This one, it has already been answered. Peter from Zambia is asking, is there a malaria vaccine? If not, why not?
I think we have an answer. We had already tried to discuss
that. I think he joined the program a little late.
Yes.
But there is one, and the doctor stressed and said, it is going to
on
start.
The ground,
on
yeah.
It is already in the ground.
The campaigns are on.
Yes.
And we are going to start with the children.
With children.
Reason being, those who are not exposed to malaria, they are trying to start with those who have weaker immunity ones and those who are at risk of developing severe malaria.
Then I think this will be the second last question. If I get malaria, will I have it for the rest of my life?
Once treated, you will cure and it won't be there forever.
It won't be there forever.
And let me use the right English, that once treated properly, because you can go and they give you wrong prescription, wrong treatment, you are also at a risk of having a relapsing malaria.
That will come back.
Exactly.
And it is in your blood somewhere.
The drugs will try to clear the parasites, but it will not be able to, especially if you have too much parasites and they give you first line drugs, you will find that the malaria will not respond. Even after treatment, you come back sick.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, today we have people who, the ones who tell themselves, now I'm okay. Now I'm okay, I can stop the drugs. You get it? At the end of the day, the parasite has not been cleared
completely.
But because you are feeling a little better, you stop taking the drugs. So I think with those people, if you're that kind of a person, the malaria parasite might be in your body for a longer period than you expect.
And you risk yourself developing severe forms of malaria, or also resistance, because these parasites have tried to resist and have mutated, and others have resisted to some drugs. As we look at the generations of people who are born between 90s, around the 90s, you would find most of them have been using chloroquine. Let me use the chloroquine being the common, the one they have used. After swallowing, you have to scratch your body, which is now resistant. So the resistance setting into chloroquine means we are using different medications, which we never used to use a long time ago. That includes the artemethas, the artemisinin derivatives from artemisia tree, which is grown in Africa, Congo, and parts of Uganda. Also, people can grow artemisia. I'm not encouraging you to look for artemisia leaves and start drinking, because you will not determine which dosage are you drinking.
True.
That would be very bad. Then also quinine. There is resistance to quinine at some points, at some parts of the world. And now we are shifting to others, artesunate and others.
Yeah.
So if you misuse, you may be among the unlucky ones that the resistance sets in. And you are exposing the malaria parasites to resist to this medicine. That will be a burden to all of us. Once there is resistance, we may be forced to use a different drug. To a given extent, which will be more expensive than what you are using. That is a high cost for all of us.
True. Well, you've heard the doctor very well. And then the last person, the very last person, this person has asked about the breeding place for the mosquito. for us to control something, we have to get at the root cause. How can mosquito breeding places be controlled and eliminated?
Controlling the breeding places, we are all aware the breeding places are the water logged areas, the stagnant water areas, then the bushes around. Those are the common areas where these parasites breed from. If we can do away with our stagnant areas and waterlogged areas, I think we can do much
in preventing
malaria.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor. Our time, we are on the top of the hour. Our program begins at 7:30 and ends at 8:30. Thank you so much, our dear listeners, for being part of the discussion this evening. It has been very educative, and we believe that you have not remained the same. The questions that have not been answered, please just feel free to continue sending them on the platform on 070-1459-836, and then we shall be in position to answer them the next time we are here. But thank you so much for listening. Greetings to everyone who has been listening from Zambia, from America. Somebody has just the one who asked about the wife coming to Uganda. Thank you so much for that, for being part of the program. God bless you. And thank you so much, everybody who has been part of the online church. You are a blessing. Keep tuned in to NPC Online Church, and big up to you all. Greetings to my beloved wife, Keisha Irene, and my beloved baby. We love you so much. Keep it up, and keep on doing the small things that make us happy. And greetings to everyone, the family of Namgongo Pentecostal Church. We love you so much. Keep tuned in to NPC Online Church, and God bless you. Doctor, our last words, and then we shall end our session.
Thank you, and my last words are to the community. Thank you for always listening to our program. May the good Lord be with you all, and I send my regards to my loved wife and my family as well, to my dear fellow health workers. Let's keep it up.
Yeah.
And let's embrace the vaccine when it comes. Please, the vaccine is to be launched. I know many questions are unanswered, but we shall be there.
Somebody asked still about that, but we shall begin that next time.
Yes.
When we come, concerning the vaccine.
All right. Have a good and blessed night.
Have a blessed night, our dear listeners. Remember to love your body and treat your body right. We love you at NPC Church. Keep it up. Big up. See you next week.
Vegetables, make sure you eat plenty.
Children do 60 minutes activity daily.
Drink some water when you feel thirsty.
Cut down dessert and have a smoothie.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just
love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Listen up.
Make sure you know your health status.
Go to a doctor and get a regular checkup.
Chronic disease can slowly creep up.
We can lower the risk and live up
if we just eat right and get moving.
Jumping, running, dancing, or skipping.
Change the children, them lazy habit.
Make them play out the door and put down the tablet.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Jamaica, get moving.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Just eat right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
Love your body, treat your body right.
After two, make me hear you say, I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
After two, make me hear you say I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
I love me.
One, two.
Jamaicans, love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
Jamaica get moving.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
One more time now.
Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right. Just eat right. Love your body, treat your body right. Love your body, treat your body right.
Listen up.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.